chapter 8, the first three verses. Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Jonah, the wife of Chers, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. One of the neat things that happens on Sunday nights is we kind of talk our way through the scriptures. And so we were talking through the first three verses of Luke chapter 8 on Sunday night. And there was a lady that pointed out, isn't it interesting that Jesus is with the women and that Jesus is with people who had issues or weak or struggling? And so I've been thinking about that since Sunday night. And it is interesting as you think about Jesus and ministry. And I'm trying to think about what it would look like for Jesus to be living in Highlands County today. I don't know, you know, where he would actually walk and be and talk and all those things. But it's so easy for us as Christians to be gathered around people that would like to meet at Chili's or at Outback or I was thinking Golden Corral, but not Golden Corral. That's in Lake Placid. But just, you know, more restaurants, Olive Garden, places that where people go in and eat lunch and go out and go on their way. But as we watch Jesus in Luke chapter 8, he's not with what it seems to be like those people. He's got the 12 that are with him. And then he's got women, but not just women that are normal women. Women that have been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, who had been 7 demons, had been cast out of her. And if you look through the resurrection, you're going to see Mary's one of the first ones to see the risen Jesus. And so that's pretty cool. You think of Jonah, the wife of Chers, household manager of Herod. I can't even imagine what that household was like and the things that took place in that household, knowing that, you know, they beheaded John the Baptist, and now this person is saying, you know, I don't want to do any of that. I'm going to be with this Jesus. And so just a good reminder for us, or a good opportunity for us to think about, who are the people that we are with? Is it always the easy people, or is it the downcast people, or is it the fun people? But just asking us, what does it look like for our lives when it comes to the accountability when we're serving the people of our community? And I think that was just something that kind of struck me, and I want to just kind of bring it back up for you on Friday. Now, maybe you were at Sunday night church service, and so you know what you're talking about. Maybe you weren't there, and so this will be an opportunity for you to think about, all right, Jesus, where do you want me to meet people, and who do you want me to meet? If it's not an easy person, then I'm okay with that. If it's more of a person that's broken, I want to be involved in that, because the gospel's, you know, called us to go to all people, not just the ones that we like or the easy ones. And so hope this will give you an opportunity to just kind of walk and think and process throughout this Friday as you make your steps and live in our community. So let's close our time in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your word and just the opportunity that we get to continue to study it, and how things are brought to our minds and thoughts that are just neat. And then they require us to process stuff. They require us to say, okay, now what? How do I want to do that with my life? Or what's an area of my life that I need to be consider or be challenged in? So thank you for Jesus not doing just the easy things and serving people that were broken. And so help us to do that well in our community today. Thank you for the miraculous power of who you are and what you did in those ladies' lives and the disciples' lives. You want to do in our lives as well. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you today. Jesus, we love you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. And thank you for joining our Let's Talk Ministry.